Terry Deary's Greek Tales, written by Terry Deary and read by Toby Longworth.
The Lion's Slave. Introduction. Syracuse, 213 BC. Aesop, the Greek storyteller, said, "You may share the work of the great, but you will not share the rewards." My master liked to call me stupid. "You are stupid, Lydia," he would say. "If you had twice as many brains, you'd be a half-wit." That was a clever thing to say. But then my master, Archimedes, was the cleverest man in the whole of Greece. So if he called me stupid, then I must have been. I cleaned his rooms, and washed his clothes, cooked his meals, and helped him test his machines. Because Archimedes was a great inventor, they called him the Lion of Syracuse, and he often roared at me like a lion. "I bet your brain feels as good as new, seeing that you'd never used it," he told me. "Thank you, sir," I said. And I was clumsy. When I tried to dust the bottles and jars in his workshop, I often spilled them. "You are a donkey, Lydia. What are you?" "A donkey, sir," I said. There was a story about Archimedes taking a bath one day, long before I went to work for him. He lay in the bath, and the water overflowed. That gave him an idea, some maths idea I've never understood. Anyway, Archimedes jumped out of the bath and ran down the street, calling out the news. "Eureka!" he cried. "I have found it! Eureka! I have found the answer!" Of course, you know Eureka is ancient Greek for "I have found it." Eureka was one of Archimedes' favourite cries. But Archimedes hadn't stopped to put on any clothes. He forgot about simple things like that. And I reckon it was his brilliant brain that got him killed. He thought everyone was as excited by his inventions as he was. He forgot that people have feelings. Feelings of revenge. If he'd been as stupid as me, then he'd still be alive today. It all started when the Romans came to Syracuse.